Well, good afternoon. It's our pleasure. We're very proud to present and introduce OJ to the Buccaneer family. But first, I want to introduce her. Also welcome his family, Lamisa, Kareem, and KJ. Great family. We're happy to have you here, and we're excited about the future for you guys, too. Anytime you can add a player of OJ's talent on the field, plus what he brings off the field and what he's going to bring to the team, it puts us in a euphoric state like we were last night, and we still are. And we're just very, once again, very excited about the future, and I'll leave it short here and let Dirk say a few words, but we're happy to have you.
Yeah, same from where we sit on the coaching side. Said it last night. We couldn't be more excited than having OJ join us. Great fit for what we want to do. And when we met OJ and the family today, the first thing I noticed was younger brother KJ's ring. It's the same size as a Super Bowl ring we're going to be trying to get now that OJ's here. So get a chance to check that ring out. That thing's awesome. So once again, we talked about it last night, but excited as heck. I had a nice talk with Coach Saban this morning about all the things OJ brings to the table and things we knew about already. But very excited. Welcome. Thank you.
Hello, everybody. I just want to say thank you to the whole Tampa Bay organization, the Glazer family, Coach Cutter, Mr. Light. I just want to thank everybody for the opportunity to allow me to come and be a part of this franchise. I'm very excited to get to work, and I know we have big plans in the future. Go Bucks.
Can we open up to questions now?
Just talk about what this experience has been like. I mean, the process is a whirlwind, as you know, but since the time you found out until, you know, finding yourself walking through the facility today and the greeting you got, describe sort of what
the
emotions have been for your journey.
I've been very overwhelmed, very excited about it. You know, this is something that I dreamed of for a long time as a kid, and just to, you know, finally be here and be a part of it, you know, it's amazing. You know, a lot of hard work was put in before this day, so it's finally paying off.
Would you talk a little bit about how much just playing at Alabama for Coach Saban prepares you for the NFL? Do you think you're more prepared for the NFL than players coming from other schools?
You know, I think Coach Saban and the staff, they do a great job of getting us ready, you know, just the way we practice. And, you know, he always tells us this is how it will be, how the NFL is. So we got to, you guys got to do it this way because, you know, it's going to be like this at the next level. You know, I think we're one of the programs that do it that way. There's a lot of other great programs that also do it that way. But, you know, I think the programs that, like us, that do it that way, you know, guys have really good success at the next level.
Advice that you've taken from Coach Saban?
You know, just, you know, stay focused and, you know, always keep the main thing the main thing. You know, don't get too caught up in things that isn't very important. You know, he always talks about being very consistent and putting on a lot of hard work, you know. So I listen to him about those type of things, and I really think it pays off.
Thanks for your night last night. Was there any disappointment for how late you went in the first round, and then how is that juxtaposed with the feeling of finally coming off the—
Yeah, you know, the draft is very unpredictable, you know. So, you know, going into it, you know, I talked about it with my agent, anywhere from 6 to 20. You know, I went 19, so I wasn't very surprised, you know. And like I said, the draft's very unpredictable. A lot of people made trades. So, you know, I feel in the right place, you know, and I'm very excited about it.
OJ, how much do you know about the Bucs offense, and where do you see yourself fitting in?
You know, I know coach's past. You know, he has some great tight ends, and I know what kind of offensive mind he has, you know. So, I'm just looking forward to it. I feel like I can come in and be a part of the offense. I'm just going to come in and be a great team player.
You're one of the few complete tight ends that can block and catch. What do you need to improve on at the next level because you're so adept at both?
I would just say, you know, being consistent, you know, blocking. You know, at this level, guys are so good. You know, everybody's really good. Everybody's really fast, you know, and strong. So I have to be very consistent in my technique in the run game, also running routes.
Was there a transformation to tight end for you? Was it a position that you always wanted to play, or was there a point where you were doing something else and somebody said, hey, you're going to fit better over here, why don't you try this, and then it just kind of worked out from there?
Well, in high school, I kind of played a little bit of everything. Towards my senior season, I really focused on tight end because I kind of, you know, Coach Saban was, you know, talking about recruitment as a tight end. I went to Alabama, you know, as a recruit, as a linebacker one time, you know, so I didn't know what I was going to be. You know, like I said, but senior season, I kind of transformed into a tight end, and then I've been here ever since.
You hear a lot about mismatches with tight ends and linebackers. How does your experience being a linebacker help you at, you know, playing your position?
It does a lot. You know, there's some linebackers that are, you know, really fast. There's some that aren't, you know, so you just have to know who you're playing against. You have to, you know, that's what it comes down to, studying film, you know, to know who your opponent is. But, you know, reading coverages and all that, it really takes toll.
You played down this way at the Under Armour game before you even got to Alabama. I think you guys know Vernon Hargraves at that game. Are there other guys on this roster that you know well?
Yeah, Vernon's a guy I know. Channing Ward's another guy I know. Those probably be two of the guys that I kind of know on a more of a personal kind of level. But, you know, I've heard of other guys, you know, I've spoken to them before, but those are two of the guys I kind of, you know on a personal level.
What jumps out at you when you watch a quarterback in Jameis Winston?
Say that one more time.
What jumps out at you when you watch quarterback Jameis Winston?
Oh, leadership. You know, I love the way, you know, he brings enthusiasm every time he's on the field. You know, he's a leader. And, you know, also on the field, he makes great plays. You know, he's a competitor, and I think that's what it takes.
What was your impression of the Buccaneers before you became a Buccaneer? Did you have a thought? I mean, go back a few months, back to the beginning of the season last year. What was your thought about Tampa Bay?
What really jumped out to me was when Tampa last season played Dallas, I think, on a Thursday night game or a Monday night game, and the way I saw them, you know, competing, you know, I loved that. And, you know, they had a great season. And, you know, that jumped out, you know, improvement every year. So, you know, that was always in my mind. You know, I never, you know, thought I could probably be here. But, you know, now that I, you know, thought about that back then, it's like, hey, it all makes sense. So I really noticed them early in the season.
The Dallas game, they lost that game, though. Yeah. It was the Dallas game.
It was the Dallas game. They lost, but, I mean, they were close.
Don't be a buzzkill, Jenna.
Hey, they were competing, though. I love it.
I'm going to get a turkey sandwich now.
Athleticism and obviously the playmaking ability, but talk about how you've developed as a blocker and if that's an aspect of your game that you're taking pride in.
I would just say, you know, every day, you know, at Alabama we would do, you know, start off with the blocking drills and our position drills and, you know, team run. You know, I think those are two of the things that we did a lot that made me become a better blocker. You know, it was either, you know, learn how to block or you really didn't get a chance to play a lot. You know, so I think that really helped me out.
Question for either Jason or for Dirk. A lot of the top players that are invited to the Senior Bowl end up skipping if they're highly rated, like OJ. He decided to show up and really dominated that week. What did that say about him to participate in that game and risk injury?
Well, I think it says a lot about him. It's it jived with everything that we've heard about OJ for the last couple of years. Our scouts have been, you know, had their eye on OJ all of last year as well, 2015, when we thought there was a chance you might come out. So there's been a lot of work by Mike, Beal, John Spytek, and our scouts that he was the type of guy that is a team-first guy that won't back down from a challenge. So when he played in the Senior Bowl, it was no surprise to us, but it just speaks of his character.
The other thing along those lines, the first day of Senior Bowl practice in pads, Jason and I were sitting up on about the 35-yard line, and OJ put on a clinic that day. And after about two periods, I stood up, said to Jason, "I've seen the guy I want," and I walked down the stairs.
Just for my clarification again, sorry for bringing up the Dallas game, but what was it about that? What was it about the team that night that really jumped out to you?
That I can remember about it, you know, I love the way they competed. You know, I saw Jameis make some great plays. Saw the tight end make some great catches. A lot of the guys, you know, the offense was clicking on all cylinders. Had Dallas on the toes their entire game, you know, and that's what stood out to me, the way they competed.
Jason, you had raved about his character. What particularly jumps out at you? What was it really that stood out to you during this whole process when you were learning more about OJ?
Well, the thing that stands out is you can't get anybody to say a negative thing about him. And when we talk about character, we want, you know, guys to be great off the field, be members of the community, positive members of the community. But most of the time we're talking about football character, and that's what he embodies. It's team first. Football is very passionate about the game. He loves it, and that's very important to us for players. And when we talk about the right kind of guy being a Buck, I mean, he's the definition. We have a lot of them on our team now. So he fits into the culture well and is going to continue to help us build the culture that we're building right now, that we continue to build.
OJ, talk about growing up and that character and the person you've become and where that comes from.
Oh, it starts with my parents. You know, just being a young kid, you get disciplined and, you know, right from wrong at that age. And then it stays with you for when you grow up. And, you know, it started, you know, like I said, when I was younger, you know, being disciplined for doing wrong. And I think, you know, that's where it comes from.
Like James, 2 years ago, you wanted to have the draft in your hometown. Just want to ask you what the event was like last night, what that was like having it around family and friends last night.
Oh, man, it was awesome. We were originally supposed to have about 120 people. 200 showed up, so that tells you how that went. But, you know, it was a very good time. You can't really take a lot of people with you to the draft. So I had a lot of people that meant a lot to me. And so I wanted to do it back home, and it turned out to be great.
You were a pretty good baseball player, right?
Yeah, I was pretty good.
Did you figure out that this football thing might work out?
I would say football probably around 10th grade, 9th grade. But like you said, baseball was always a sport I loved to play. And, you know, I just knew baseball, you had to go through a long process of the minors, and it really wasn't, you know, in my interest to do that when I was getting pretty good at football.